Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 8. How green is your apple?
Disposing of computers, printers, and mobile phones is a large and growing environmental problem. Some 50 million tons of e-waste is produced each year, most of which ends up in the developing world. According to the European Union, e-waste is now the fastest growing category of waste. Last month, new rules came into force in both Europe and California to oblige the industry to take responsibility for it. In Europe, the Restriction of Hazardous Substances, ROHS, directive limits the use of many toxic materials in new electronic products sold in the European Union. In California, mobile phone retailers must now take back and recycle old phones. Many technology firms are already eliminating certain chemicals and offering recycling schemes to help their customers dispose of obsolete equipment. Yet there is a wide variation in just how green different companies are, according to Greenpeace, an environmental lobby group that launches a new e-waste campaign on August 25th. It has ranked the top mobile phone and PC makers based on their progress in eliminating chemicals and in taking back and recycling products. The ROHS rules ban products containing any more than trace amounts of lead, mercury, and other hazardous substances, including some nasty materials called brominated flame retardants, BFRs. To do well in Greenpeace's rankings, firms must make sure both products and production processes are free of polyvinyl chloride, PVC, and some BFRs that are not on the ROHS list. Greenpeace also wants companies to adopt a precautionary principle and avoid chemicals if their environmental impact is uncertain. Although not everyone will agree with Greenpeace's methodology, its ranking still has some merit. Nokia does well. The world's biggest handset maker has already got rid of PVC from its products. But, Greenpeace grumbles, it is not sufficiently precautionary in other areas. Dell, however, scores well in this regard and on recycling, but loses marks for not having phased out PVC and BFRs yet. Perhaps the biggest surprise is the poor rating of Apple. Despite having an image steeped in California's counterculture, it is one of the worst heel draggers, says Zina Alhech of Greenpeace. The company insists that it has a strong record in recycling and has eliminated BFRs and PVC from the main plastic parts in its products. It scores badly because it has not eliminated such chemicals altogether, has not set time limits for doing so, does not provide a full list of regulated substances, and is insufficiently precautionary for Greenpeace's tastes. As for recycling, the 9,500 tons of electronics Apple says it has recycled since 1994 is puny, given the amount of equipment the firm sells, says Ms. Alhech. Apple responds that many of its products are small and light. Greenpeace points out that Nokia also makes tiny devices, but is much better at recycling them. Fin du texte numéro 8.